This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Islamic State West African province said in an audio recording heard by Reuters Sunday that Abubakar Shekau, leader of a rival Nigerian militant Islamist group, Boko Haram, is dead. He died around May 18th after detonating an explosive device when he was pursued by ISWAP fighters following a battle. A person purporting to be an ISWAP leader said on the audio recording. Two people familiar with the incident told Reuters the voice on the recording was that of the leader. Some analysts believe that Shekau's death could lead to the end of a violent rivalry between the two groups, enabling Islamic State West African province to absorb Boko Haram fighters and consolidate its hold on territory in northeastern Nigeria. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris departed Joint Base Andrews for the second time Sunday after a technical issue forced her first flight to return. Harris is in Guatemala, the first part of a three-day trip, which marks her first overseas trip since becoming vice president. She left the airbase for the first time earlier in the day, an hour after departure. A spokesperson, Simone Sanders, said the plane had to return due to a technical issue. Vice President switched planes, and there was no major safety concern. Harris is expected to focus on economic development, climate, and food insecurity and women's issues. Pope Francis has expressed pain over the discovery in Canada the remains of 215 residential school students and urged church and political authorities to work together to shed light on the shocking development, but he did not offer the apology sought by the Canadian Prime Minister. Francis on Sunday called on political and church authorities to shed light on what happened and to foster